I just want you to talk about the impact of settlers arriving in North America with their animals and what kind of effect that had.
Well, the first thing to keep in mind is that when the Europeans arrive in the American continent, they really don't find any large domesticated animals to speak of. European agriculture since the early Middle Ages and even before had been characterized by this sort of fine interplay between large animals, horses, cows, oxen, sheep, goats, and crops that they grew on the field. In America, there's very little of that. There aren't any large domestic animals to speak of. The biggest thing that they have going for them are things like turkeys in Mexico and llamas and the Andes and dogs everywhere, but nothing like what Europeans have in terms of cows and horses. And as a result, the kind of farming that Europeans find here is completely different. And when they show up and start introducing their own kind of farming, and they bring animals like this to America, obviously they change the entire ecology of the continent. And they do so at least in two ways. The first is that the entire way in which farming is carried out, it's completely different. All of a sudden they start applying things like animal fertilizer to the field. They have the kind of motive power that allows them to pull the plows. But secondly, and probably unbeknownst to the settlers themselves, when you move people and animals across continents, you change not only the farming and agricultural ecology, you change the human ecology. Because what is quite clear today, even though people didn't realize at the time, is that the fact that Europeans used animals in such large quantities and in such a widespread areas, that being close to animals changed their own habitat in the sense that animals and people lived closely together, and as a result, microorganisms, microparasites, jumped from people to animals and back. Now, at first glance, that sounds like a terrible thing, but if that's going on for hundreds and hundreds of years, then gradually, through self-selection and growth of the immune system, most of these diseases become less lethal and less devastating. When the Europeans show up in America with their animals and with their microbes, devastation that they inflict on the domestic population, on the local population, is just unbelievable. There are estimates, hard to confirm, but totally believable, that say that when Cortes first shows up in Mexico in 1517, the population of what is today Mexico is around 20 or 25 million people. That by the end of the 16th century, less than 100 years later, there's no more than a million people left. That is quite scary. And that keeps happening throughout the American continent, from north to south. Wherever the Europeans come, they spread diseases that in Europe are more or less innocuous. Things like measles, influenza, smallpox, which of course is not quite innocuous even in Europe, but certainly not the kind of totally devastating killer it became in North America, where within a matter of weeks, as soon as a village or a settlement of American Indians is infected, within weeks, practically everybody is dead. You don't see anything like that in Europe since the Black Death.